Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 478 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week it's our annual coverage of discussion with our theater curmudgeon, longtime IDS and longtime friend Paul Crook, and we're going to talk a little SETC. So that's coming up very soon, the end of this week. So here we're going to get into our conversation about the SETC, Southeastern Theater Conference, up next. After you guessed it, these brief messages. Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Well, why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Hi, I am someone you will probably never meet.
Yet I ask you to take time to think about people you don't know but need your help. Children, some of them. And they don't all play,
don't
in, the
all
gutter,
play
of course,
in the gutter, of course. Well, maybe if it's called for.
These men, women, and yes, even the children. Are professional actors. They want and need your time, money, and support.
For just pennies a second, you can enjoy the fruits of their labor. Make sure they know you heard about them on the Inexplicable Dumb Show. They may look at you funny, but that doesn't matter. It's for the children.
It's for the children.
It's time once again for some deep fried theater!
All right, IDSers, I'm joined by our old theater curmudgeon, Paul B. Crook. How are you, man?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
We have our annual conversation, it seems like, about SETC. So give me the lowdown and what IDSers that go to SETC can look forward to.
Well, it's of course, it's fast upon us here. Kicking off Wednesday, actually Tuesday with some of the board member stuff, but the main convention kicks off Wednesday. In Greensboro, North Carolina, beautiful, lovely Greensboro, home of the SETC Central Office. Mm. And it's going to be another great one here in the 67th annual convention.
Wow. Now, you've been part of SETC for...
Not that long.
52 of them, right?
That's right. Not quite. since the late 80s.
Yeah.
So, the first SETC I went to was in maybe 1989, I think. That's almost 30 years.
That's almost, so, yeah.
Getting there, yeah.
You started in the last century. How does that sound?
Well, that's true. We could put it like that, yes.
So, what do we got to look forward to? Who's the keynote speakers and...
It's a cool lineup this year. We have Jim Warren of the American Shakespeare Center, out of Staunton, Virginia. Jim is really, really magnificent. And if you don't know ASC's work, they're wonderful. We had them down here, their production of Hamlet last year, and it was just incredible. But he's going to be the Wednesday night keynote speaker. And then our Thursday keynote speaker is Bill Oberst Jr., who is an actor. He's also going to be doing a master class on Friday of acting for the camera. Mm. And he's going to be performing his one-man show, Ray Bradbury's Pillar of Fire, wow, on Friday night at 9. So that's going to be really, really cool. Our Friday keynote speaker, and I can't wait. the old hippie that lives in my soul is so excited about this. Peter Schumann, the founder of Bread and Puppet Theater, is going to be the Friday keynote. Just wonderful. And then Pearl Clegg is back, and okay. she's gonna be the Saturday keynote, and she is our Distinguished Career Award winner. She'll be getting her award Saturday night at the banquet.
Outstanding. Sounds like a really great time.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And you get to do the you're doing all the interviews and everything like you done in the past?
This year I'm doing a bunch of stuff this year. I'm not gonna be doing one of the magazine interviews this year, but I'll be doing a lot of other things. And you know, there's a lot of for people that have been coming to SETC for years, particularly if for university faculty members, there's a new thing this year that I'm a little bit of a part of, and I'm really excited about. Pat Galliano over at Newberry College kind of brought this and started, got the ball rolling on this. We have what we're calling the Professional Development Series this year. Mm. These are workshops that have been designated as valuable for professional development for college and university faculty, and only college and university faculty will be allowed to attend.
Oh, wow.
So if you're coming, if you're going to be at the convention and you are a college and university faculty member, look for the PDS notation in the convention schedule and check some of those out, because they're going to be really, really great and really, really useful, I think, for the college and university constituency.
Now, could you name just a couple topics that would be covered, just so we can kind of get a...
Well, I can name one that I'm doing. How about
okay,
that?
That's a good start.
we are... On Thursday afternoon at 4:30, we are having a tenure and promotion dossier review panel. One of the things, and this is my last year as chair of the College and University Division before I roll off, but one of the things in my 2 years that I've really been trying to work towards, and that's assisting members who are going up for tenure and promotion with their dossier, because as you well know, so often colleges and universities don't quite know what to do with us in the performing arts.
Well, that's an understatement, isn't it?
It is indeed. So what we've got is we have faculty members in all areas of theater. We've got design, we've got choreography, directing, acting, management, technical theater, playwriting, and history and criticism, who have all gone through the tenure and promotion process at their respective institutions successfully, I might add, and we're going to be there. And for anybody who's got that coming up, we've invited them to bring their dossier materials with us. We're going to review those and offer suggestions and share ideas of how we can let administration know what it is that we do and what is really considered industry standard and acceptable for tenure and promotion.
Well, what would be the? I know there's tons of stuff to discuss in that workshop. But if for someone who is if young Paul first starting out on the road, what would the tenured Paul say to him that the young Paul would need to hear now?
Run away! No, here's the biggest thing, and this was actually a tip that somebody gave me, an elder faculty member gave me when I first started teaching in higher education, and that was save everything. And it was really one of the best pieces of advice that I've ever been given, because paperwork makes the world go round, and university administrations particularly love their paperwork. Every little thing, whether obviously all the academic stuff, grades and roll sheets and all of that good stuff, but I mean, if my name appeared in a program anywhere, I saved it and it went into my dossier. If I got a thank you letter from going and adjudicating a high school festival, boy, I put that in there. Every little bit of those kind of things helps, and administrations like to see those things.
So they're not kind of strunk and white then. They don't want you to admit needless words.
No.
That was my training in high school. Strunk and white.
That's right.
Back in the days when we called it rhetoric.
That's right. Shout out to the grammar and rhetoricians.
Yes. So you've got that to offer. You've got all the other stuff. And of course, we still got Super Minor Companies coming for the summer gigs and beyond that.
Yeah, absolutely. Something like 150 companies that are going to be there. We've got about 40 colleges and universities going through the undergrad, or maybe even more than that, undergrad and graduate auditions. The Ed Expo is full as always. We've got some great entries from students for the design competition. It's just going to be really, really cool. Also, some neat special presentations and master classes. Wednesday at 7 is Aretta Baumgartner, who's with the Center for Puppetry Arts. She's going to be doing a presentation, a master class on puppetry, which is going to be really neat. Patrick Pagano on Friday is doing an interactive theater technology for projection and audio design masterclass.
Oh, wow.
We've got a producing theater forum on Saturday that's really going to be kind of almost all day on Saturday. That's another one of the professional development series workshops that's talking about growth opportunities for theaters of all types and sizes. And also for if we have any technician types listening, on Saturday and Sunday, OSHA is going to be conducting some general training for entertainment industry.
Wow.
It's part of their outreach training program. And it's going to be really, really useful. This is part of the OSHA, USITT, and IATSE alliance. So that's going to be Saturday morning, beginning Saturday morning from 8:30 to 4, and then Sunday from 8:30 to 2:45.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like a full week.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
So you're rolling off your committee chair. Do you, where does that leave you?
I'm sure I'm going to wind up somewhere.
Okay.
I've said this before, and it's, SCTC is only as strong as the people that participate. I was trained coming up in college that service and being a part of it, that's kind of part of the job, and mm-hmm. that's what we do. I have served in some kind of leadership capacity since I know for the last 15 years. I don't think that a year's gone by that I haven't been a committee vice chair or chair or running a festival or a division chair or vice chair or part of a committee, just, publications or writing for Southern Theater. And I enjoy that. I enjoy being a part of that.
Well, cool. Is it going to be, is the conference on the campus of UNCG or is it where?
Nope. We're going to be downtown at the Greensboro Sheraton and Convention Center. Which is a great space, and it's right downtown, pretty close to the airport. And it's nice because Greensboro is one of the cities where everything's contained. The Sheraton and Convention Center is all one facility. Some of the places we've been before, which are all wonderful and lovely, but you may be staying in one place, but the Convention Center is a couple of blocks away, and it's just not quite as convenient.
Right. Well, cool. And we can get further information about it on setc.org.
You are correct. Not only that, I encourage everyone, if they haven't done it already, to go to the App Store if you're an iPhone user, or the Google Play Store if you're an Android user, and download the Convention Schedule app. You can just search SETC in the App Store, and it'll pop up. It is, I guess this may be the third or fourth year that we've had this the mobile app available for us, and it's great. It's, you know, you get, because you know how it goes. There are always travel delays, and you know, sometimes workshops have to be canceled or moved. Right. And back in the Stone Ages, we had the big bulletin board, big call board right by the information hub that people, you know, you'd post, you'd go check it every morning going, oh, this workshop's been canceled or this one's been moved to the other room. And now it's right there on your app, on your phone, and you pick it up, and you can also select, you can go through the schedule and select the workshops you want to attend. It'll load them straight to your calendar. It'll give you updates. Hey, your next workshop starting in 10 minutes, things like that.
Oh, wow. That sounds really cool.
Yeah, it's really great. I have to say, because, you know, we love our sponsors. This is sponsored by Arts People, Software for the Performing Arts. They're making this app possible.
Outstanding.
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
All right. Well, I'll have that information on the show notes page for this particular episode, and I'll throw in a link to the app site too. So,
yeah, that'll be great. And if you're, everybody online, you can follow SETC Tweet is the Twitter handle, at SETC Tweet. Of course, Southeastern Theater Conference on Facebook and on Instagram. So,
got it all covered.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you so much, man.
All right. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
When guests can't appear in the studio, they are interviewed over Skype. Skype is a great piece of software that turns your computer into a phone. Talk computer to computer or to any phone or cell phone in the world through the Skype Out program. Interested? Download Skype via inexplicabledumbshow.com. Just look for the download Skype button. Go ahead. Join in the fun.
All right, so that's it. I'd like to thank Paul B. Crook for joining me today to discuss the Southeastern Theater Conference. And a little sidebar, playwright Darren Michael is getting published the play Scarecrows Will Never See the Sunset. That he produced here in Nashville and later in Kentucky and elsewhere, is getting published, and I'm very excited because it lists the original cast, of which I was part of the original cast, so that's very exciting, and he's doing that as well at the Southeastern Theater Conference, so maybe if you corner Darren, you can get a signed first copy, I don't know, but it'll be nice. Try out that app, the Southeastern Theater Conference app. You'll have a link to that. We will have a link to that on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Hey, do you want to be part of the Dumb Show? Please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282 or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com, or follow the show on Twitter at inexplicableds, at capital I, inexplicable, capital D, capital S. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So next week it's going to be hopefully a lot of laughter and maybe a little tears. As I'm recording this on Friday, the Wednesday night of this week, Nashville Theater Community lost a dear leader, a good friend, and a theatrical artistic light. And that was Director Scott Copeland, Artistic Director of the Nashville Children's Theater, died suddenly Wednesday night. So hopefully next week, if people are up for it, we will have a discussion and remembrance and sharing stories and raise a pint or two for our departed friend. So until next week, this is John Malden saying, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality WAV files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. instant album downloads, or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.